Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, the show about your sex and your happiness and everything that has to do with that. Everything sexy, everything happy, and everything that will increase that for you. And you all know that I don't think you can have one without the other. I think they go hand in hand. Happiness is sexy. So whatever you need to do to get yourself happy and maintain it, it's an inside job. And it's you. It's taking a stand. It's making a choice. It's whatever you have to do to get yourself there. And then that's sexy. That's just so sexy. When you radiate from the inside, you are just so radiant on the outside. So today I have a very special show for you. I have a special guest. I'm going to tell you his name. Jason Gaddis. And he's a relationship student and teacher. He's the host of the Smart Couple podcast and the founder of the Relationship School. Jason's on a mission to teach people the one class they didn't get in school, how to do intimate relationships. How sweet is that? So, Jason, welcome to Sex and Happiness. I'm so happy to have you.
I'm psyched to be here, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. So, you know, let me just tell people how I found you. I like to let people know this. So I have a bunch of apprentices, you know, who are studying to teach Tantra with me, and they're all over the world, and I've like two classes full, and they listen to podcasts all the time. A few of them do listen to podcasts, and they have been raving about Jason's podcast to me for a few months now. So I just had to find out for myself. I had to contact Jason, get in touch with him, and and invite him to the show. So, Jason, how did you, you know, I like to start off with, how did you get to do what you do? Like, what got you on this mission?
Pain. Pain, lots of pain. I was just kind of a failure and struggled a lot in my intimate relationships. And so I, long story short, that was where the pain was, and I wanted a different result. I realized I was the one common denominator in my relationship problems, and so I went and did something about it and started studying myself and studying psychology and studying other people.
Excellent. So good. And so about how long ago was that?
I was 29, so about 15 years ago. Yeah, and I just, you know, I was kind of that guy that was good at getting girls to like me. And I wasn't always that way. In my teenage years, I was kind of a late bloomer and I felt really insecure. And girls always thought I was kind of the nice, cute guy, but they would never date me. They never liked me back. And then in college, I figured out kind of how to get girls to like me, or at least a certain kind of woman to like me. But I would keep them at an arm's length. And every woman I dated, I kept at an arm's length because I was, you know, too scared to let him in, basically. But I didn't know that. I thought she was the problem, right?
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then after many failures, I don't know how many, but after failure, I imagine failure after failure, because a woman just wants to be kept at arm's length for just so long.
Yeah, I mean, they were a little too, the women I dated were sweet and nice and probably a little too insecure to confront me. And that would, that kind of both worked for me and it didn't work for me. I started to resent the fact they were a little too passive or not confronting me on my bullshit. But I didn't, I sort of secretly wanted that. And so when a woman finally did, it was like very liberating. I was immediately very defensive, but also really grateful.
That is so good to hear, you know, because I'm the kind of woman that confronts, but and I also disrupt.
But, yeah, nice.
But I don't always get the feedback until much later, you know, that the person was really, really grateful, because at the time, you know, they just look like deer in the headlights and like, What could this bitch be saying to me?
Yeah, I can relate. Yes.
Yeah. So how great. So you went on a journey then? You started on your own personal journey to find out about yourself.
Exactly. I moved to Colorado to study psychology. I enrolled in graduate school. I enrolled myself in individual psychotherapy as a client. I wanted to understand what the fuck my problem was. And I wanted to understand how people worked and how this whole relationship shit worked. And because I didn't. I thought I did. I thought I was a good listener. I thought I was a good communicator. And I was hiding behind a really big wall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so great. So, okay, that sounds wonderful. So then, you know, besides schooling and formal psychotherapy, did you do anything else? Did you enroll in transformational classes, or did you do anything outside of academia or like sort of the regular path?
Cause, yeah.
Because to bring to bear what you're bringing to bear on relationships, you see, I mean, I'm telling you, everyone I know is listening to you. So, you know, there's something that calls me and has to have called you, and it's got to be more than traditional psychotherapy. That, you know,
true.
That only starts people out.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. I mean, I did a lot of studying, and I enrolled in a Gestalt training, which was basically like group therapy for 3 years. I did a lot of transformational workshops. I studied some David Data. I did a workshop of his. I went to a bunch of different healers. I did some shamanic work. Somewhere in there, in grad school, I met my wife, and we just locked horns immediately. And by that I mean we fought from the start.
Yeah, I got that.
It wasn't the fairy tale. Sort of, I'm falling in love. We're falling in love with each other and blissed out. It was, you know, I finally met a woman who I felt safe with, and I started to let down my guard. And in doing so, I started to trip over myself a lot, and I just didn't know how to do this, because it was with my wall down. I was like, well, who the fuck am I now? I didn't know. It was really scary and confronting. So we fought for like 3 years straight. And I continued a lot of different healing modalities and reading and studying myself. And at the time, I was studying to help other people with their issues and challenges as a psychotherapist at the time. So I was also learning through other people and helping other people. And that was extremely helpful for me. There was a lot in there, and a lot of – meanwhile, my sex life started to finally reveal itself, because now I had one partner for longer than 6 months, and all my sexual issues started to come to bear. And that, coupled with some financial challenges and a few other things, it's just sent me into a really big, you know, what kind of the layperson would call a midlife crisis. But for me, it was almost like a spiritual emergency.
Mm-hmm.
I just really lost my way and didn't know who I was, and, you know, this emerging self. And it was a real hero's journey, dark night of the year and a half. And, you know, fortunately I had some good guidance and mentorship along the way, actually from a sexual healer, and, you know, found my way eventually. But there, you know, there's a lot of chapters in there.
Yeah. Thank you. And your wife stuck it through.
She did. Almost not. I mean, we broke up twice, and I thought forever. And then she left the door barely cracked open for me, because I once again was sort of blaming her, kind of true to form. And when I got past that, she had left the door barely cracked open for me. And I said, she was like, I only want to be with you if you want to marry me and do a full on committed partnership, or I never want to talk to you again.
So, yeah, and I could see that's a narrow choice right there.
Yeah.
The ultimatum.
Sometimes us men, we need a woman to like throw it down like that to really stand in her truth. And it took her a while to get there. But when she did, it was like she was a force. And of course, that was attractive, right?
Yes.
Versus the sort of woman who's cowering away. She was just like ready to crack my nuts and call me forth, really, right? Like into myself. And it was really, I'm really grateful for her, because she's done so much to help me out, but that was one moment.
Well, you know, thanks for saying it just like that, because, you know, a lot of women are listening to this show and and have been listening to the show for a long time. And certainly I talk a lot about self-love and how one has to speak one's truth. And I love how you just gave us from the male perspective that it's really sexy and beautiful and attractive and compelling when we do speak our truth and sometimes lay out an ultimatum that says, okay, listen, you got to do it like this. You're worth it. I'm worth it. So show up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, not every man is going to rise to the occasion. A lot of us will cower and run the other direction. And good, you don't want to be with a guy like that anyway.
Exactly, exactly. So that's so great. Wow. It's just so nice to hear it. So I want to thank you for that. So then so we're fast forwarding now and we come to somewhere in closer to the present and you start your radio show because you have so much to share with people. So when did you start, or your podcast, we'll call it. I like to still call them radio shows. I'm old school.
That's great.
So when did you start your podcast?
In 2015, I started the Smart Couple podcast, and that was, I left psychotherapy because I got tired of repeating myself to clients and tired of charging certain rates and also tired of a little more victim consciousness that I was attracting. So I just had to shake things up once again, as I always do when I grow, and eventually started to expand and teach classes online. And the podcast arose out of just an obvious choice of where the industry is going. Cause I've had a blog for years, but, I like to talk and I like to share what I've learned and from other people and myself and my own experience. So podcast was kind of an obvious choice.
Yeah, that's great. Really, really great. So 2015. So good. So welcome to the world of podcasting. It makes a huge difference to so many people. And we never know, only a smidgen of the people who listen really write to us, sit down and write to us, or send an email or let us know how we're doing. But, week after week, they subscribe and they listen. And so you're doing great. You're just doing good because, I might hear about you more than you hear about you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was fun to hear that today I had no idea that you had students that liked the podcast. And I was like, oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know until someone tells me.
Yeah. We were in class. I was doing a class on sex magic about a month ago, which is how to use your orgasm for manifestation and creating your intentions to, having them show up. And one of my apprentices, he's like a second year apprentice, said, oh yeah, the other day I was listening to this podcast, The Smart Couple by Jason Gaddis. And I went, who? What? And yeah, tell me about that. So he told me about it. And then I have two apprentices who look around the universe for people for me to interview. And then they send me emails or call me and they go, I found someone that you should get in touch with. I sent an initial email or whatever. And both of them said you.
And wow, cool.
And these are three men. So
awesome.
So
that's
just
good to know, because I mean, I'm like you in that some of my, or I'd say the majority of our audience is women. So I don't always know sometimes the men, the impact I'm having on men. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's great. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break right here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the kinds of things you actually cover on the podcast and some of the things that you've learned, like what's in the, you finished the dark night of the year, as you put it, and then you moved on and things started to hopefully get better. So we'll hear about that and some of the lessons. And then in our third segment, we'll get some tips from you and find out how people can listen in and get in touch with you. Okay. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm interviewing Jason Gaddis. And if you didn't hear the intro, Jason is a relationship student and teacher. He hosts this popular podcast called Smart Couple, and he's the founder of the Relationship School. And he's trying to teach people what they didn't get in school. And you all know that, and I know that. They don't teach us one real thing that we need, real common sense thing that we need to manage our lives and what can happen to us as we grow up. So this is good stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
my question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the love rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. Again, I'm Laurie Handler as your host, and today I'm interviewing Jason Gaddis, who's the podcaster of The Smart Couple. And Jason, that was a great last segment. It was wonderful to hear how you got started. I loved your one word answer, pain. Oh my God. they say that people do things to either avoid pain or, what's the motivations? Avoid
seek
pain
pleasure.
Or pursue pleasure. And most people, I think, avoid pain or trying to avoid pain. They don't know how to really go after their pleasure. So how do you tell us, you know, some of the things that have happened to you since you kind of surrendered? Your wife threw down the gauntlet. She said, you know, marry me. You've had this life together and you started this blogging and this podcast. What are some of the things that you address? Some of the things that people should really look into and explore for themselves?
Cool. Yeah, I should also mention I have 2 kids, 8 and 6.
And they're teaching you a lot.
They teach me a lot. You know, it's ridiculous. I think one of the things I address on the podcast and I share over and over with my students is that relationships are work. And if you don't like work, then don't expect to have a good relationship. So I try to get people to embrace pain, embrace work, and embrace growth. You know, I'm all about that you have to have a fulfilling relationship over time. It takes 2 people to be into growth and development, because if one person's sitting on their ass and the other person's reading books and listening to podcasts, it's not going to work. It can if the other person comes around and wakes up a bit, but it usually doesn't. So both of you have to be into growing yourselves up and looking in the mirror and facing your shit and dealing with your pain and dealing with your problems and learning how to communicate, you know. So I start there with kind of high level and really teach people that, you know, you were sold a lie about relationships and it's time to just kind of be an adult here and wake up to relationships are hard long term. Love is hard. It's not the new age thing. It's all easy. It's challenging. People trigger the shit out of you and you shut down and you run away and you have all your habits and patterns. And so no problem. You got to deal with them though. If you want a fulfilling partnership and if you want sexy sex and sexy love, it takes some effort. So that's kind of the high level stuff. And then I can share a couple tactical things.
Sure. Sure. That's great though. Let me just say to you that it's interesting because years ago I worked for Landmark Education. And people, one of the number one questions people used to ask before they did the forum, the Landmark Forum, was, will this ruin my relationship? Will my relationship end? Should my partner go to the course or not? And, you know, I would say, well, first of all, if your partner's dragging their butt, then you should do it anyway. And I can't say that the forum will end your relationship, but you'll come out thinking differently and you may think so differently that you may, you know, pass your partner and leave your partner in the dust unless your partner is willing to come and not come kicking and screaming, but actually come open, ready to go.
Yeah.
And the same thing in Tantra, you know, people say, you know, shall I come with my partner? I say, well, if you attend class with your partner, like a class that's non-partnered, sometimes it's easier if you're not watching over your shoulder what your partner's doing. But ultimately, your partner has to come too, because it's not going to work if both of you don't have the same knowledge base and want to try the same things.
Yeah, it's just not going to feel reciprocated, right? If I'm always giving to you a certain way and you're not giving back and learning how to give to me.
Right, right. And then people cling. They hold on and they just stay in so much pain. So thanks for saying all that. I couldn't agree with you more. And then tactically, like some of the things that you mentioned, like what would you say?
Well, we have to get out of this notion that we think we know how to talk or listen to people. Sure, we all know how, right? We all can get by in life and go to the store and ask for what we want at the store or something. But when it comes to a partnership, asking for what you need in bed or asking for what you need, you know, especially if it's really vulnerable and scary, that's challenging. And also just to listen to your partner, my rule of thumb with my wife is I don't, she doesn't until, let's see, how does it go? I don't understand her until she feels understood.
Wow. That's such an important distinction there. You have to get the feedback that she feels understood or gotten or grokked or whatever.
It's like, it's a total waste of time for me to sit and defend myself and say, no, I am listening. I do understand you. It's like, dude, stop. You do not understand someone until they say, yeah, I feel understood. Thanks. So that's a, and then I teach people how, there's like five basic steps on how to get there. But that is a really important aspiration to have in our partnership, is to listen to our partner so they feel understood. And I'm never going to know exactly what it's like to be them on the inside, but we're going for a close approximation to the point where they say, thanks. I feel like you're getting me.
Yeah, I feel completely gotten. Wow. It's rare that people do feel like that, and it's something worth pursuing when you have somebody willing to listen like that and not be defensive, and even if you have to do it white knuckle sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll stay up all night. I always tell my wife, she gets tired before I do, so she'll be like, yeah, but I can't stay up all night. I'll be like, honey, but I want to stay up all night and make sure because I don't like sitting with the discomfort of us in disconnection and her like pissed off at me or something. So I'm like, cool, what? I need to come back in and try again. And now that took some work to get there, because I used to just get defensive and maybe shut down. Mm-hmm. But we need to find that place in us that also wants to be understood. And so we got to fight for that a little bit and stand up and be like, okay, let me try again, honey. And then if they're not ready, I can say, cool, can we come back later today or tomorrow morning? Because I really want to understand you and have you have that experience of feeling understood.
That's so great. I think that particular, what do I want to call it? I don't know. That particular tactic alone would probably save most relationships.
I mean, it would go a long way, right?
Yeah.
It feels so good to be understood, right?
Yeah, and to feel like the person really wants to get it. Like they're highly motivated. They're not just being a yes person and saying, yeah, I got it. It's whether they're defensive or not, some people just mask and they just go, got it. And then they don't mean that. They don't mean that at all, and they didn't get it. So it's,
right.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest human longings, I'll call it, is to be fully gotten. To be fully, they're gotten on a soul level. They're seen, and if you, if you listen like that, and really do embrace their point of view, their feelings, their experience, then there's a piece of longing that doesn't have to be longing. It can actually be belonging, like, wow, I feel really like I belong here with you.
Yeah, totally. I'm glad you said that piece about effort too. You said something about trying. We need to at least know that a person is trying really hard to understand us, right? That also feels good. And we also want to see progress to the point where it does improve. That's important. And a quick message to the guys, and women will appreciate this, is if you want your woman to stop complaining and the whole drama thing, and that's getting hard for you, you got to learn how to listen better, more effectively, right? Because that's going to actually get her to open, right? It's what you're saying. When we feel seen and like we belong and we're safe, then that's when we open our bodies and we open our hearts. So it's incentive, right? Like if I want someone to open to me, then I need to listen like a badass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your ears have to grow really big.
Yeah,
it's so good. And another analogy I use, I like to use the catcher's mitt. Like I say, if there's a ball in play, like somebody's throwing a ball at me, I got to catch it and keep it in play. I don't just drop it on the ground and go, I don't want to play. Like if I'm into you, I want to catch what you're throwing towards me and play with it. Like, okay, so I could reframe it. I don't have to look at it as an attack on my personality, on my ego, on anything. I don't have to defend. I can actually just catch it and say, okay.
Wow, I really love that. Thanks for that. I'm going to use that. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Game on.
That's a really good one. It's just so simple, right? It's like if you and I want to go play catch and you just turn your back on me, like I can't play with you anymore.
Exactly. So I want to keep everything in play that's coming my way, because at some point it's going to develop and it's going to blossom into something, you know, there's a reason you're trying to get me to see this. There's a reason you're trying to tell me this. It could be for your own benefit, which is fine, or it could be for our benefit, or it could just be for my benefit, but there's a reason that it's coming. And so yeah. I want to catch it and I want to see. And then there's times when I have to have the discernment to say, this is not playing.
Yeah. It's true. I got a boundary here. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's important too. So it's great. Like really, really great stuff. Great stuff. So if your wife were listening in, which she may be, I don't know how close she is to you right now, but if she was listening in, you know, what would she say about, you know, how you've been doing, how you've done?
Yeah, she's not, just for that reference, she's working.
Okay.
She would say, I've actually asked her this and I've heard her tell other people this. She'd say that, you know, I do for the most part really well. And you know, I screw it up sometimes and sometimes I just don't, there's certain layers, like when I'm really triggered in my own thing, it's much harder, right? It's harder to get her and understand what it's like to be her. And so I absolutely still fall down and make mistakes and don't totally understand her. And then I get defensive and think I know. And so we, you know, but we're efficient about that. And I know pretty quickly, like, okay, got it. Jason, listen to yourself talk. Just relax. And so I'm guessing she would say I do pretty well.
That's so great. That's really great. So we are going to take another break here. When we come back, I'd love to hear any topics that you've covered in, you know, in teasing out like the whole what it is to be in a relationship, and then, you know, also any tips you might have, and then of course how my listeners can listen in to you. Because I'm sure that just based on what we've said so far, like you are so no nonsense. It's so real how you're speaking. So I would agree with your wife. Like, you know, you're doing really well.
Okay.
No, it really is. It's like so simple what you're saying. And now just if people can get their arms around that, if they could actually.
Yeah.
And women too, because women also get defensive, and it's not a gender based thing. Everybody some level defends, and when they defend, they're wasting time almost.
Yeah, yeah, and you're demonstrating your insecurity.
Yeah, and how attached you are to something, whatever that is. So.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take another break here. This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. My guest is Jason Gaddis. And I just really hope you're listening in to this, like you stopped what you were doing, if you're doing something and listening to the podcast at the same time, that he's talking no nonsense, real stuff, the real deal. If you want to be in a relationship, this is what it takes. It's work, and it's worth it. It's rewarding. It's feeling that kind of belonging that maybe you never felt before. So we're going to come back and get some tips from Jason. Please stay tuned. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add trust me on this. I love my Sybian. Go to Sybian.com. That's Sybian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Lori Handler's told you about Sybian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. When?
October 14th to the 21st, 2017.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
This is Lori Handlers. We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm interviewing Jason Gaddis, and I'm going to say he's an expert. He says he's kind of humble. He says he's a teacher and a student of relationships, which he is. And I'm going to say he's an expert. A lot of people are listening to him, and it's because he's got this no-nonsense approach. He's saying it the way it is. He's just saying what you have to do. And it's really the basics that we never learned in school. We learned how to hide. We learned how to defend. We learned how to bend the truth if things didn't look good. And he's talking about the real deal. If you want to be in a relationship, you need to do the work. So, Jason, what would be one of the hottest topics that you've covered and you feel couples need to take a look at? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I think lately there's some buzz around the attachment stuff, adult attachment. I think that's really fascinating stuff, and it has everything to do with safety and feeling safe in our body, which then leads to a great sex life. So this is something that I think more and more people are intrigued about in the personal growth space. And it, my wife studies this stuff and brings it into our marriage. And it's really, really pretty cool how our nervous, because we're like two animals, right? When we live together. And our nervous systems are bumping off each other all the time. And so learning how to work with those is pretty essential if we want to have a sexy, fulfilling relationship.
That's awesome. That's very awesome. And, yeah, there's so much. I mean, there are people who have rejected monogamy, rejected one-on-one relationships altogether. There are people experimenting with all kinds of different forms of relationship, and then all kinds of gender bending. That's going on too. So people are exploring the boundaries of their own body in whole different ways. and they're exploring the boundaries of, well, what is relationship and who handed us this and why do we have to do it like this? And so there's so much choice. And inside of all of that, what you talked about, safety, people, there's not a lot of people feeling safe. And safety in a certain way is an inside job, just like happiness is. But in another way, when relating to someone else, what we said before, you have to feel listened to.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if I come in to the bedroom and my partner is not feeling safe and I just think it's an inside job, then it's only her responsibility to make herself feel safe. But if I come in triggered and upset and I'm stressed out about something, I'm not exactly safe to be around in terms of her animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
That might be a real turn on sometimes, but at other times it might actually really shut down the space. So I actually, knowing that I have an impact on her nervous system and what feathers come out, it's in my best interest to behave in a way that allows her to open. And so this is why it's so cool to learn how to do this dance. And that's not just for the bedroom. That's just like parenting. That's dealing with money. That's dealing with each other in the kitchen. There's a way in which our bodies can really tune into each other and then start playing off each other. So it's just fascinating.
Yeah, that's great. I heard that. I heard a little David Data and all that. And that was, I'm smiling. So, you know, that whole.
Yeah, well, I would say David, he's a little more, in my judgment anyway, a little more polarized.
Yes.
I don't know that he totally gets the nervous system piece around like adult attachment, but he might. But what we're learning about neurobiology and interpersonal neurobiology through science is really incredible what they're coming up with now in terms of how we operate together as human beings. And it's especially fascinating in partnership over like in monogamy long term, because that's one of the hardest places to relax over time.
Yeah, they say that is the hardest path. Monogamy is the highest spiritual path, even in polyamory circles. People do say that, whether they rejected it or not. It's still, it's definitely challenging over time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Claustrophobic. It's all kinds of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying. So let's find out if you have a tip. You have a tip that's a simple tip that people could have a takeaway, like something about listening. It could be like, how would someone know they were being listened to?
Yeah, here's a good one that's maybe you might appreciate is that's learn how to interrupt people. Don't be so polite in your listening. Most of us are good boys and girls when we listen because we were taught that in church or school. And so we sit there silently while someone, our partner goes off on some fucking monologue for 30 minutes or 20 minutes. You know, we're going to check out, right? We're going to space out. We're going to check out. We're not really going to be present. So interrupting someone is a way to stay present. Hold on, honey. What was that you said? Like, wait, I got lost there. Hold on. I spaced out about that part. Can you repeat that? You know, that's the kind of interruption I'm talking about. Or wait, let me hold on. You know, you've shared a lot. Let me see if I can catch up to you so far. I want to keep listening, but I want to make sure I've got it right so far. So let me quickly summarize what I'm getting. And then I feed it back to her and then she can say, no, that's not it or whatever. And if I wait 20 minutes for her to stop, Then now I'm dealing with like, I got to summarize 20 minutes worth. Cause it's back to that. We all want to feel understood. So I really encourage people to interrupt and interrupt obviously with respect and tact and politeness and stay in your heart and stay with the intention of trying to understand someone. You know, you're not interrupting to say, hey, it's my turn now. It's you're interrupting because you care and you really want to stay present to what they're telling you.
That is so great. That's really a fantastic, you know, I was taught that as a radio show host. My mentors in the radio business said, you have to interrupt. You can't let somebody on your show go in a monologue for 20 minutes.
Yep. That's right.
So,
and it can be hard to do, right? Because it's kind of rude and it's seen so in our culture is like not cool, but it's like, man, you got to interrupt people if you want to stay present.
Exactly. Because sometimes they just don't know and they don't take a breath. Sometimes people don't take a breath. They just go, and then.
That's right.
Especially when they're pretty fiery and fired up about something. So that's a great, great tip. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
How can people listen to you? How can people get a hold of you if they want to? I'm imagined, do you do sessions with people?
Yep, I do some high-end private coaching. I do.
Okay, good.
Mostly, what's that?
I said good.
Yep. So I do that. That's kind of at the high level. And then, of course, you can come to the Relationship School, and that's jasongaddis.com/relationship school to find out more. And that's a 9-month training. I also train people to be relationship coaches. And also, if you're like, oh, I don't want to invest that much time, I want to check this guy out first, a great place to start is Instagram. That's just my name, or my podcast, the Smart Couple Podcast.
Can you spell the website? Because you spell your name, Jason, is spelled a little differently than most Jasons. So can you spell that out?
My parents threw a curveball there. Yeah, JaysonGaddis.com. JasonGaddis.com. And the Smart Couple Podcast is on there. If you just jasongaddis.com/podcast, it's also on iTunes, Stitcher, you know, iPhones. And there's, you know, 100-something episodes and everything from sex to emotional safety to parenting, a little bit of parenting. So there's a lot in there. It's all about how can we have really deeply fulfilling long-term relationships. That's really what I'm about, because it's what I'm living in my own life. Mm-hmm. I'm a householder. I'm a family guy. My life is my work and my family and my marriage. So if you want some of that, that's kind of who I am and what I stand for.
It's wonderful. And I applaud you. I really, really do. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And I'm glad that you're relaxing on my nervous system. So,
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So it's like you're so no nonsense. And at the same time, you're saying things that, it's common sense, but some of the hardest things that people have to face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both ends. It's like, it's a two-headed situation. And I love everything that you've said about it. I really, really do. And your wife, is she a practicing psychologist?
She's a practicing psychotherapist. She only works with couples, and she only works here live in Boulder, Colorado. I do virtual work, but she only sees people in person.
Okay, got it. And then in your 9-month course, just a few more questions about this. Is it a couples course, or can individuals take the course? Because I know people are wondering that.
Yeah, thanks. That's an important question. It's really open to anybody who is in pain or longing around wanting to figure this whole long-term relationship stuff out. So the class is called The Deep Psychology of Intimate Relationships, and it's really the college course you probably should have gotten. It's 2 semesters long. There's 2 live weekends, both in Boulder, Colorado, 1 in September, 1 in May. And the rest is all virtual. You can just sit on your couch from home and your laptop and tune in and do the practices virtually. So yeah, that's the program. And it's a really, we had our first year and it was a big success, and people are, you know, able to work through conflict now and stay in the fire. And it's amazing what happened to these people that went through it.
That's really great. The next time I'm in Boulder, I have occasion actually to come to Boulder from time to time. So the next time I'm in Boulder, you're definitely going to hear from me. There's
oh,
no
great.
Question.
Please do. Please look me up. Let's hang out.
I have a few things I could, I have a few things I could share with him that, about conflict that could maybe add to his program. So anyway, I'm just like, that got my wheels spinning. Yeah. So you will definitely hear from me. I'm thrilled to have, met you, to have made your acquaintance. I'm very happy that my apprentices are listening to you, and that now my whole audience is listening to you as well. And I really, really thank you for being on my show today.
Yeah, you're so welcome, Laurie. It's a real treat and an honor. Thanks for what you're doing.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So everybody, I'd like to invite you to tune in next time. I'm going to be speaking to a couple who live in Sedona, and they invented a game that has to do with sacred sexuality. I have no idea what it is. I don't know if it's a board game or what. they're coming down to visit me to show me the game, and then I'm going to interview them and figure out how they got into this and how this can be used and so on and so forth. So this is a unique one, and I invite you to tune in next time and find out more about this game, whatever it is. So I want to thank you all for listening, and this is Laurie Handlers signing off for this episode of Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.